must be.
Blog Talk Radio.
The glory must be, oh, the glory must be unto Adah, to Adah. Oh, the glory must be unto Adah. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should say glory to himself. Oh, the glory must be, oh, the glory must be, oh, the glory must be unto our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest on earth. Peace, goodwill to all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, featuring Rhema Bible College online class. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit and the works of the Holy Spirit, the workings of the Holy Spirit, how you can receive the Holy Spirit, how you can walk with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers you, gives you grace and the anointing to do the work. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to let you know that Rhema Bible class, online class, is meant for everyone, including pastors, teachers, Bible study leaders, Sunday school leaders, elders and deacons and deaconesses, and worship leaders, apostles, prophets, and the elders and deacons, and church workers all over the world. You are all welcome to join this Rhema Bible class every Saturday and Sunday evening by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., just 1 hour. And I tell you, God has been blessing so many people through this class. And I tell you, you'll never be the same again as you join us in this Rhema Bible College online class. We don't charge fees. It's a free for all. Those who are sending offerings and donations, they are led to do that by the Spirit. Nobody is compelling anybody. Just the Holy Spirit just leads you to do whatever you want to do. You are welcome to do. And God blesses you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Godhead. You know, we have the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the three in one. And these three are one. And they manifest themselves a God the Father. The Father, and then the Son, Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit, who is the third person in the Godhead. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came into people and used them and then left. Just like people like David, people like Samson, people like Saul, the Holy Spirit came into them and then used them and walked through them and then left. The Holy Spirit hadn't come to stay permanently in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit hadn't come to stay in people permanently. It was just coming into them and using them to perform acts, and then he left. The Holy Spirit is a person. This is one mistake that has been there for years. People talk about the Holy Spirit as if it's an item. The Holy Spirit is not an item. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's the third person in the Godhead. It's not a pen. It's not a Bible. It's not a paper. It's not something. The Holy Spirit is a person. That's why we refer to him as He. H-E. H-E, double capital letter H, and then small letter E. He, the Holy Spirit, Him, is His person, is the third person in the Godhead. And we must reverence Him, respect Him, and honor Him, and walk with Him you know, he's got so much to do with us, you know, the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 2, verse 27 and 28, God has promised that in the later days he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. On a more permanent level, there is going to be an outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh. And sons and daughters are prophesied, shall see visions. That was said through the prophet Joel in Joel chapter 2, verse 27 to 28. The prophet of Pentecost, Joel, he has prophesied that in the later days there was going to be a more permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all flesh. Now, this didn't come to pass until Jesus had come and resurrected. And then Jesus reenacted it again. In Luke 24:49, Jesus now put it across to the disciples again. They remember the promise of the Father that the Holy Spirit shall come upon you on a permanent boat, but tarry ye in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit will come on you. You'll be waiting. I go to the Father. As I'm going now, the Holy Spirit is going to be released on you people so that you can do this work more effectively and more powerfully. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do the work. It is the power of God. The Holy Spirit is the power of God that we need to be able to do this work effectively. The Holy Spirit empowers you, energizes the believer to be able to do this work effectively. You see, you can't do this work with flesh and bones. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. Not by power, not by... It's not by might, but by my Spirit, say thy Lord. It's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working. It works by the Spirit. It's not by mind, not by mind, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, say thy Lord. By the Spirit, you accomplish more. The flesh profited little, but the Holy Spirit quickens. Welcome, man of God. God bless you. How are you doing today?
Yo, by the grace of God, I'm good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have so many other people joining us also, but you are the prominent man of God here. Osiyoko. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, so can you read for us Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8? Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8.
Oh, 1 verse 8?
Yeah.
Today's topic, please.
Yeah, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8.
1 verse 8.
Yes.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen.
Yes. Amen. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see, so the two are tied up together. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. See, these two go together. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the Holy Ghost is the power of God. The power of God is the Holy Ghost. These two go together. You receive power because you have the Holy Spirit. You receive the power, not power to eat a bar. Power to fight or you know, do any other thing. Power to do the work of God. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about dunamis. We're talking about exousia. the power of the Holy Ghost to do the work of God, you know, to preach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, and they recover the power to prophesy, to speak the word of God, the power to walk the works of God, the power to heal the sick and raise the dead, say the power of the Holy Ghost. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So these two are tied together. It's repeated in Acts of Apostles chapter 10. Please read for us Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse number
38. Acts chapter Apostles 10.
Yes.
38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen.
Amen. Yes, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. You see, I want you to take note of these two things that are traveling together. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. See, again, it's occurring again. See, in Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 8, he said, yes, I received power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So, Holy Ghost and power. Holy Ghost and power. And now, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Again, it's occurring a second time. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. See, the two are traveling together. Holy Ghost and then power. So these two are going together. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have the power of God. Oh, no, there's nothing. You don't waste your time. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have the power of God. Not at all. Because the disciples were even told. Luke 24:49. Please, can you read for us Luke Gospel chapter 24, verse 49? Luke 24:49. Yes.
Luke
24:49.
Yes. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen.
Yes. Luke 24:49. Jesus told the disciples, just before he ascended on Mount Olives, Jesus told the disciples, don't do this work of God yet. Did you hear me? Jesus was telling all the disciples gathered with him on Mount Olives, just before he ascended into the heavenly, Jesus told all the disciples, listen to me, don't you ever do this work of God until ye be endued with power from on high. Jesus knew what he was talking about. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he knew what he was talking about when he instructed all the disciples who gathered at Mount Olives before he ascended. In fact, that was the last statement he made. Before Jesus ascended, you know, into the heavenly, he told all the disciples, listen, listen to me. Don't you do this work of God unless you are endued with power from on high. He told them. So now you go to Jerusalem and go and wait for that power of the Holy Ghost. When the power of the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you are ready for this work. You see, Jesus knew what he was talking about. What else can you do without the Holy Spirit? What else can you do? Somebody went to cast out demons and the demons casted him out. It has happened many times. The seven sons of Sceva. They said, we are going to cast out demons from this madman. So they saw Apostle Paul, a man filled with the Holy Ghost and power, casting out demons. They too, the seven sons of Sceva, they also went to try to cast out demons. And the Bible said that the madman beat all of them. Beat all of them and they ran away. You thought Apostle Paul was doing this of course. That's a Holy Ghost female doing the work of the Lord. Eh? You want to go and imitate it? Do you have the Holy Spirit? Seven sons of fever. And we see other type of things going on today. Everybody wake up in the morning, they say they are going to cast out demons. When you yourself, you are not ready for the thing. You know, Jesus said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. The power of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, the anointing to do the work. You'll be endued with it. You got to be filled with that power. And so 120 believers, they gathered on the day of Pentecost in the house of Mary, the upper room, and they began to wait on God for 10 days of prayer and waiting on the presence of God. And the Bible says that the Holy Ghost came down on the day of Pentecost, and they began to speak in tongues. They were filled to overflowing. And all the disciples, Peter, John, James, and all the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost and power. They were speaking in tongues, and they began to preach the gospel. Peter began to lift up the cripples. Signs and wonders and miracles and deliverance and healings began to take place. And people began to see the power of God moving in the church. And thousands and multitudes of people began to move into the church to give their lives to Christ. Hallelujah. That's what it is. That was what Jesus meant when he said, please, don't ever do this work of God except you are endued with power from on high. And thank God, the believers, what they went to, the time of prayer, you know, 120 believers in the upper room, they waited for the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came down the day of Pentecost. They were filled with the double portion with the power of the Holy Ghost, and they began to do the work, you know, with signs, wonders, and miracles. That's what it should be. That's what it should be. That's what it should be. You see, you can't operate without tools. You got to have your tools. You got to have your equipment. You got to be equipped. You got to have material to work with. You got to have the equipment to work with. You can't just go out there and then you are not ready and demons begin to cast you out. No. Demons should not cast us out. The seven sons of Sceva. I'll never forget that story. Seven sons of Sceva. They saw Holy Ghost filled men of God casting out devils. They too wanted to go and cast out devils. Then the Bible says the devil cast them out. And you see happening today. Jesus knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was talking about when he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. There is a power from on high. You know, so we're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what we need to be more effective in ministry. In our pastoral work, in pastoring the people, in leading the people, in teaching the word of God, ministering to the people, evangelizing, you know, and doing the work of the Lord, you need the Holy Spirit to empower you, to give you the grace to be able to do the work effectively. Now, let me give you a practical example. Peter denied Jesus Christ three times. He said, no. He said, I don't know Jesus Christ. Oh, please. I don't know Jesus Christ. I'm not for Jesus. Oh, Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 times. That was when Jesus, was being crucified. But on the day of Pentecost, after the Holy Ghost has come into Peter, the same Peter preached the gospel that 3,000 souls got saved the same day. That's the same Peter who denied Jesus Christ just a few days ago. Now, the same Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost now, preached the gospel with so much power and anointing and the presence of God, the glory that came through Peter's sermon. The Bible says that over 3,000 souls gave their life to Christ and joined the church because the preaching was coming from the power of the Holy Ghost that was inside Peter. The Holy Spirit drew the people. Holy Spirit drew them into the kingdom of God. That's what it should be. I've seen people preach empty sermons and nobody's repenting. I've seen them preach and shout and jump around, and jump around and demonstrate, and nothing is just happening because the Holy Spirit is not just there, in parting to the people. No, it's not. It's just flesh. It's just flesh and noise, symbols. But when the Holy Spirit begins to move through a man, or a woman, a boy, or a girl, whosoever, the Holy Spirit fills you to overflow, and you begin to speak the word of God. Ha! Rakabaya. He blondo yokoda. He said, he confirmed the word with signs, wonders, and miracles. All the people began to run into the church, began to run to come and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. People, repented on their knees. They threw away their guns, they threw away their drugs. Prostitutes ran out of the hotel and they fell down before God and gave their life to Christ and so on and so forth. Criminals, they ran down to the church and fell down at the altar and they started repenting because the Spirit of God was working. See, when you by strength shall no man prevail. By strength shall no man prevail. By strength shall no man prevail. It's not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. That's what it should be. If I want to tell you, there's only one equipment you need for this work of God. There's only one instrument, there's only one equipment. There's only one equipment you need for this work of God. It is the Holy Spirit, the power of God. When the Spirit is upon you and you begin to minister to people, it makes all the difference. The anointing that flows and the yokes that are being destroyed because of the anointing. The captives are being set free because the Holy Spirit is flowing through you. The presence of God is coming through the message, is coming through the word of God, is coming and reaching to the people, and yokes are being destroyed, the oppressed are being set free, the bound are being loosed. I tell you, it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. See, I have listened to a lot of preaching, and it is just sounding cymbals, and noise, and flesh. And man-made. I tell you, until we rely on the Holy Spirit, we haven't started yet. So Jesus knew what he was saying when he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. There is power from on high. There is power from on high. May that power rest upon you today. May that power come upon you today. As many that are joining this Rhema Bible College class online, by Facebook, by Twitter, by link, by phone, by all the media, by any means, wherever you came from all over the world, my prayer for you today is that the power of the Holy Ghost will descend upon you, and you begin to speak the word of God. You begin to preach the word of God. You begin to say what God is saying, and God begins to confirm the word with signs and wonders and miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And so in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has come to stay. The Holy Spirit didn't just come and left like the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come into people and use them to perform some acts. You know, like David, like something. Then the Holy Spirit came upon David and tore the lions and the bears. See, the Holy Spirit came upon David and tore the lions and the bears. The same thing with Samson. The Spirit came upon Samson and he pulled down the pillars and all the Philistines died. You know, that was how the Holy Spirit was working in the Old Testament. Talk about King Saul. King Saul, the Bible said the Holy Spirit came upon Saul, King Saul, and he prophesied. And the people say, is Saul also a prophet? You see, the Holy Spirit came into King Saul, and then he prophesied. So in 1 Samuel chapter 15, you see Samuel, the King Saul prophesied because the Holy Spirit came into him. So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came into people, used them, and then left. The Holy Spirit hadn't come to stay permanently. In the New Testament, the promise of the Father has been fulfilled. Say, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and daughters shall prophesy. So the Holy Spirit has come to stay on a permanent basis. That's why I say, ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that ye are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. So the Holy Spirit dwells in the believer in the New Testament where we are right now. The Holy Spirit is living inside you, dwells in you to walk with you and walk for you and walk through you. You know, so don't offend the Holy Spirit with smoking the cigarettes, fornication, adultery, and lesbian and gay. Don't offend the Holy Spirit. Please, don't offend the Holy Spirit. For all those drugs you are putting on your body, don't offend the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in a dirty place. See, he's Holy Spirit, holy. So he dwells in a holy place. You can't defy the temple of God. No. If you defy the temple of God, God can judge you. It's very dangerous. So you must live a holy life, a clean life, so that the Holy Spirit will continue to dwell in you. Let me tell you this. The Holy Spirit does not struggle with you, does not strive. If you offend the Holy Spirit, he will just take up like a dove. Oh, yeah, that is the symbol of the Holy Spirit, like a dove. He will just take off and go and leave you like something. He's not going to strive with you. My Spirit will not strive with man. But if you please the Holy Spirit through the will of God, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you permanently and will use you to do the things, you know, that God has scheduled for you. You know, my prayer is that, you see, let's talk about the symbols of the Holy Spirit. Fire. Fire is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Water. Water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Oil. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. You see, the cloud of glory. And then the water, the snow, all those are symbols of the Holy Spirit in the scriptures. All right, quickly, we want to talk about the functions of the Holy Spirit. This is very important. What are the activities of the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit do? What are the functions of the Holy Spirit? Quickly, we want to talk about that. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. Luke chapter 12, verse 2. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. Luke chapter 12, verse 2. The Holy Spirit teaches you things, tells you things, ministers to you. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Please, man of God, read for us. Acts of Apostles chapter 13, verse 2. The Holy Spirit speaks. He talks. He can tell you things. Give you instructions. Yes. Acts chapter 13, verse 2.
Acts chapter 13.
Yes, yeah, verse 2.
And the, Acts chapter 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit said, Acts of Apostles chapter 13, verse 2, as the minister to the Lord in watching, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Paul, for the work that I'm going to give to them." See, the Holy Spirit said. So the Holy Spirit speaks. He gives you direction. He gives you advice. Tells you what to do. The Holy Spirit talks. It's not like the dead gods. They are idols. They have gods that don't speak. They have mouth, they don't eat. They have the ear, they don't hear. They have eyes, they don't see. Their gods are dead gods. But we have a living God, you know, the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So we are not talking about the Father tonight. We are not talking about Jesus tonight. We're talking about God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the equipment you need for this work of God. As a Sunday school teacher, Bible study leader, even as a son. Some songs, you know, they are not anointed at all. People just sing songs, and they are just singing for entertainment and singing, you know, just to make money and so on. But when the anointing is flowing through your songs, you allow the anointing to rest upon you, and you sing under the anointing. It makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. You know, so you need the presence of the Holy Spirit in everything we do. The Holy Spirit gives you wisdom to do things. People like Daniel, people like Joseph, whatever you think they were doing, it was the Holy Spirit was guiding them, directing them, showing them the way, you know, and they were able to do the right thing, take the right step. The Holy Spirit leads. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Someone read for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
Romans 8:14.
Yes.
Romans 8:14.
Yes.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
Yes.
Amen.
As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. Which means the Holy Spirit leads. The Holy Spirit leads people, guides people. You know, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, River Jordan, and as he came out of River Jordan, the Holy Spirit, you know, descended on Jesus, and the Father was introducing. He said, "This is Jesus. This is my son." And the Holy Spirit filled him, and then the Scriptures now says, the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus was there fasting and praying, and to be tempted by the devil, the Holy Spirit leads and guides and directs and shows you the way. The Holy Spirit gives life and quickens. John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. Please read that for us, please.
Come again, John chapter 6.
Verse 63. Yes.
John
chapter 6, verse 63.
Verse 63.
Yes.
Okay. It is the spirit that quickened.
Yes.
The profited nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes. Yes. That's Jesus Christ talking there. John chapter 6, verse 63, said the spirit quickens, revives. The spirit revives. The flesh profiteth nothing. The letter killeth. But the spirit revives. He said the spirit quickens. And then he said the spirit gives life. Then Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. It is the reason why when you hear the word of God, you feel encouraged. You feel revived. You feel renewed. You feel refreshed. Because the words that Jesus is speaking, they are life. They are spirit and life. So those words of God give you life. So as we are receiving the word of God, we are receiving the spirit of life. Everything that dead went dead in your life is receiving strength. That's why Prophet Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones. This is the valley of dry bones. Oh, Prophet Ezekiel, speak the word to this valley of dead bones. And so Prophet Ezekiel opened his mouth and declared the word of God to the valley of dry bones. And they began to receive flesh. This valley of dry bones, these dry bones began to receive flesh. And then the man of God had to prophesy the word of God again. And the spirit of God came into the bones and they became an army of God's people. That tells you, you know, the word of God is backed by the spirit. And the spirit gives life. See, that's why you must hear the word of God daily. See, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word that I speak, they are spirit, and they are life. This word gives life to people. Because it is backed up by the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit guides. John chapter 16, verse 13. Someone read John chapter 16. But the Holy Spirit guides people, leads people, directs people, speaks. Yes, John chapter 16, verse 13.
16, 15.
Yeah, 1:6, verse 13.
Okay. John 16.
Chapter 16. Verse 13.
15, 1:6.
Verse 13.
1:6, 15. All things that a father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Yeah.
John
15. 15, 1:6, 13, 1:3.
Oh, 1:3, oh, sorry. Here be it, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of it, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the spirit of truth. You see, they describe the spirit of truth. We mean there's a spirit of lies. Satan is the liar. You know, the father of lies. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. See? See, we just read John chapter 16, verse 13. The Holy Spirit shall guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit guides you as a man of God, as a woman of God, as a Christian, as a believer, apostle, prophet, teacher, Bible study leader, bishop, whoever you are, pope, elder, deacon, church worker, those who want to be used of God, you are welcome to Rema Bible College Online. John 16, verse 3. So the Holy Spirit shall guide you. The Holy Spirit guides you. He directs you. He teaches you. He speaks to you. He leads you. He teaches. You see, all these are the functions of the Holy Spirit. He quickens you. He gives life. Now, the Holy Spirit is a comforter. John chapter 14, verse 26. Someone read that for me. John chapter 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. He comforts you when you are hurting. Yes, someone read John 14, verse 26.
John 14, 26.
Yes.
But a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whosoever I have said unto you, whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I give with you. Amen.
Yes. He said the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter. See? Comforter, Jesus is my comforter. Comforter, Jesus is my comforter. Comforter, Jesus is my comforter. Jesus is my comforter. I am not alone. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. I remember one time, it was winter. I think we are getting into winter now. It was so cold. Then I just came into this country newly. I came into this country in 2001. I've never been to winter country. I've never been to a country that goes through winter. I've never been to a country that goes through winter. So I came into this country June 30th, 2001. And I remember we're Cleveland, Tennessee. And then we came through June, and then July, August, September, and then October, and then we came into November. I was in the winter country for the first time. I never been to a country with winter. So it was winter. It was cold, and there was snow outside. And then I was told that I need to put this comforter on. A thick clothing. I have to cover myself with it so that I don't catch cold. So I cover myself with the comforter, with the a thick clothing like that, like a burden. I covered myself with it, so I felt very warm. So I was good now. I didn't see the winter no more. Otherwise, I would have been shivering. But Jesus is a comforter. So Jesus is our comforter. When we are uncomfortable, Jesus consoles us, encourages us. He's our comforter. When the comforter, look at it. John 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. He said, when the comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. When this comforter would have come, he shall console you. You know, have you ever been bereaved of you're going through depression, or you're going through issues of life, and you needed someone to console you? Say, Jesus is your comforter. Even as servants of God, there are times when we are very uncomfortable, things are not just working in our way, and, we need to be encouraged. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. It's your comforter, to comfort you in the time of need to encourage you. Quickly, we want to talk about how do we receive the Holy Spirit? How do we receive the Holy Spirit? How to receive the Holy Spirit? Very simple. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? Just like the early Christians were in the upper room, in the house of Mary, the place of prayer, they are asking for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came on them. Jesus said, "Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Whosoever asketh, receive it. Whosoever seeketh, find it. Whosoever knocketh, it shall be open unto you." Then the other day we were talking about the gifts of the Spirit. He said, if ye earthly father, earthly parents, when your children ask you for bread, you didn't give them a stone. Jesus was saying that, you know, a few days ago, only last week. Yeah, we read that verse in Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 9, Jesus said, when your children ask you for fish, you didn't give them a serpent. You gave them fish. Then he said, how much more? Your Heavenly Father will give you what you want, what you need, what you are asking. He supply all your need according to his riches in glory. You know, he's a loving Father. The Holy Spirit has been released. All you need to do is to open up your heart and receive him into your life. But this is one thing I must say to those who have never been in Christ Jesus, because I know a lot of people are watching this program from around the world. We have people from different countries that can see people from different parts of the world that are keyed into this broadcast. But I want to say this. You need to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that the Holy Spirit will want to come in, because you can't just ask when your heart is not ready for it. Oh, yes. Oh, we need to repent. We need to turn away from sin and from evil and from immorality. We must clean our hearts. And then the Holy Spirit will want to come in. Confess your sins to God. He that confesseth his sins shall have mercy, but he that hideth his sins shall not prosper. So we need to prepare our hearts to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not want to dwell in a dirty place. Look at the name, Holy Spirit. Or you want to call it Holy Ghost. You want to call it Holy Ghost, it's okay. Or Holy Spirit. If he's holy, it's not going to dwell in a dirty place. It's not going to dwell in an unclean place. So the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in a prepared place. Say, know ye not that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit dwells in the New Testament era where we are right now. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temples. Ye are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. If I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost, then I need to sweep it clean. Oh, yes, I need to clean this temple. Excuse me. So that the temple will be ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. After hearing this word right now, I want you to begin to clean that temple. That temple of yours, Your life is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to dwell in you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you open up, he will come in. But you need to cleanse your heart. You need to forgive those who have wronged you. You need to let go. You need to confess your sins. You need to repent and turn away from a wicked way. When we clean our hearts, then the Holy Spirit will find a clean place to dwell. The name is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy. It's a Holy Spirit. It's not unclean spirit. I will understand. If you are talking about demons, then demons can live in anywhere. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, say, know ye not that ye are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Say, don't you defy the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't defy. So we got to settle that very quickly. And before we round up, I want to touch a couple of things about what annoys the Holy Spirit. The things that grieve the Holy Spirit. Because in the Bible, it talks about how they grieve the Holy Spirit in the wilderness. They grieve his spirit. In Hebrews chapter 11, he was talking about the people of God coming through the wilderness to the land of promise. Then the Bible says they grieve the Holy Spirit. They annoy the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit left. And then demons began to attack them. Snakes were biting them. See, when the Holy Spirit leaves, God has left. Something, after he messed up with Delilah, the Bible says the Holy Spirit left something. And the Philistines plucked his eyes away. And they made mockery of him. This is what happens. You remember King Saul? The Holy Spirit came into Saul, King Saul, and the Bible says he prophesied. At another time, Saul grieved the Holy Spirit. He grieved the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit left King Saul. And the Bible says that King Saul, he had to consult witches and wizards to help. Instead of consulting the Almighty God, who made him a king, King Saul had to consult witches and wizards to help him. That's what happened. When people backslide, people fall away from grace. See, this is a very serious matter. There are many ways we grieve the Holy Spirit. We annoy the Holy Spirit by the way we live, the way we behave, we walk in the flesh, the things of the world, and, you are not walking in the spirit, walking in the flesh. You doing things, carnality and worldliness, and then you annoy the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit run away, and then become carnal. I was reading about Catherine Kuhlman. Evangelist Catherine Kuhlman, the woman of God who brought up Pastor Benny Hinn, she, when the Holy Spirit was walking with her, she was very powerful. She miracles just happened left and right as she's ministering, the power of God, people slain under the anointing, and so on, she imparted to Pastor Benny. She imparted to Pastor Benny. And at a point in time, she drifted. She drifted from the Spirit. In her own book, I read the book, her own autobiography. She drifted away from the Spirit and began to live in the flesh. And when she began to live in the flesh, the Holy Spirit left. And when the Holy Spirit left, then she backslid and fell away, and then there was confusion. For many years, she was not active in ministry until she realized, repented and got back again, and then the anointing came back. This is what happens when people don't follow the Spirit of God. When they don't follow the Spirit of God, the flesh begins to move. We want to pray right now. We want to pray right now. There is one prayer we want to pray. If we have grieved the Holy Spirit before, please, we want to repent of that. If we have annoyed the Holy Spirit by our way of life before, we want to repent of that. Then number two, we want to clean our hearts. King David said in Psalm 66, verse 18, Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66, verse 18, King David, he said it with his own mouth, that if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. See, this is why many people prayer are not answered. They are praying and asking and fasting and praying for 100 days and 200 days, and God is not hearing because there is unforgiveness, you know, unconfessed sin in the heart, and God is not just walking. So we want to get right with God. That's prayer number one. And then prayer number two, we want to ask God to fill us to overflowing, fill us to overflowing with the double portion of the Spirit. Yes, everybody join this prayer. Please, wherever you are in any part of the world, please join this prayer. We are going to pray now. First, we want to clean our hearts. Forgive those who have wronged you. Ask God to cleanse you from all unrighteousness so that you can now ask for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Shall we pray? Shall we pray, everybody? Wherever you are in any part of the world, please join us in this prayer. Yes, we want to cleanse our hearts and get right with God so that God can fill us with the double portion of the Spirit, not a loin deep anointing, not an ankle deep anointing, but overflowing anointing. From Elisha, ask God for the double portion. Hey, double portion, and he got it. Tonight, you can ask God for the double portion of the Holy Ghost, and he will fill you overflowing with evidence of speaking in tongues, and then signs and wonders begin to follow your ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, everybody open your mouth, begin to pray now in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless your heart in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bless our heart today. God, forgive us our sins. God, forgive us our sins. God, have mercy upon us. Bless us in the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, we need your person in our
heart.
God, be with us.
God,
work for the ministry.
Help us, Lord, to do your will on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ,
oh, Lord. Father, we need
thank you, Lord. Spoke. Thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Give you glory.
In
give you
Jesus
honor.
Amen. Number two prayer. Number two prayer, I want to ask God to fill us. To fill us with the overflowing. Let me tell you this. It's not enough to have an ankle deep anointing, loin deep anointing, knee deep anointing. It should be overflowing power. You see, many of you have received the Holy Ghost, you have received the anointing, but the measure, see, You are supposed to receive the double portion of the power of the Holy Ghost, overflowing anointing, overflowing power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, Rabbiya. When you come to the moment you are made whole, it is the level of the anointing. Yes, open your mouth and begin to pray. And for the double portion of the Holy Ghost, double portion of the Holy Ghost, Yes, begin to speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't hold it back. Open your mouth and release that language of the Holy Spirit. Yes, release that language. Share it in
them.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, we're going to ask for the power of the Holy Ghost. Because he says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. See, it was mentioned two times. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. And then Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Two things going together, the Holy Ghost and power. And then he says, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. So it's not just Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes with the power of God. Yes, we are going to pray a final prayer. God, give me your power. The power of the Holy Ghost for me to do this work effectively, to preach the Bible sermon that will bring 3,000 souls into the kingdom of God. Yes, I need that power right now. In the name of Jesus, everybody open your mouth and begin to pray. Terekeboya. Yandoria, Yandoria, Yandoria. Holy Ghost power. Come on out right now. The power of God. The power of the Holy Ghost. So what the work of God. So pray to God for Jesus Christ. So he is king and raise his head.
To do the power
of the power of God. The power of the Holy Ghost. Feel our lives now. Feel our overflow. Yes, Lord. Say anything more. Yes, Lord, we shall not preach an empty gospel, oh God. We shall not be sounding speakers. We shall not be noise makers. God, we are not with the tithing words of man's wisdom. God, we are coming With a power of my wisdom. We are coming in the power of the Holy Ghost. So speak the word of life. Thou serve, he is the deliverer. Yes, Lord, give us your power. Give us your grace, O God. Give us your mercy. Give us your anointing. We are the servants of God. We flame the fires of the Holy Ghost upon our lives. To cast out the devils and heal the sick and raise the dead. And cleanse the lepers. Deaf and dumb are here in our ministration. The blind eyes are seeing. The dead hear. Shall prosper, O God. The people shall walk. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit.
We receive the power.
Thank you, Lord. In the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus. Blessed be. That he has sent down the Holy Spirit.
We pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I tell you, God has blessed everyone tonight. You are going to notice a change in your ministry. It's not going to be the same again because you got the Holy Spirit before, but God has just given you the double portion of the power of the Holy Ghost. Like Prophet Elisha, you are going to do double. Everything you have done before is going to be double. Your ministries are going to be double in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, God, empower your people right now. The double portion of your spirit, your power, your grace, and your mercy. So speak the word of life. The word that gives life and life more abundantly. Empower your people right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank every one of you for being a part of this program. Please, every Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have this Rema Bible College class online going on. Everyone is welcome. Don't even bother about fee. We don't charge fee. We don't charge money. We don't charge anything here. It's free for everybody. Whoever feel led by the Spirit to give is welcome to give, but you are not compelled. We just allow the Holy Spirit to bless the people, and that's okay. And please, we want everybody to come. Church leaders, pastors, evangelists, ministers of the gospel, apostles, prophets, teachers, bishops, archbishops, popes. You are all welcome to join the Rema Bible class because it prepares, you know, rejuvenating your ministry, you know, refreshing. It's a kind of refresher course, you know, to build up your most holy faith praying in other tongues, you know. So it's going to make you effective. Those of you who you don't want to just be a Christian, just attending church. It's not enough to be a church member. God has to use you in this end time. That's why we are putting out the Rema Bible College online class so that you know, you get rejuvenated and then you let God use you in this end time. The devil should not use you. The Holy Spirit should possess you and use you to his own glory. That's what it's all about. So join us every Saturday and Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And call all your friends to join us. Well, there's this number. You can dial in directly. Dial in directly with this number. Area code 515-602-9635. Area code 515-602-9635. 3-5. If you don't want to dial in, then join us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Link, or YouTube. You can always join in any of those social media link and so on and so forth. And I tell you, your life will never be the same again. You'll be a vessel of honor, an instrument in the hand of God. That's what it's all about. Thank you all for participating. God bless you all. We love you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we say God bless you all in the name
amen.
Of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you for your contribution. Thank you so much. God bless
amen.
You in Jesus' name. And every one of you, God reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being here for us this podcast in the name of Jesus. Yeah, thank you all. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Amen. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be.